You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome to Meet Us in Buellton podcast. This week, it's just Megan and I, and we're so excited. We're going to be talking about beer, which is a subject many of us love and appreciate. So I'm super excited. We're just going to have a casual conversation about our local breweries and some of the experiences you can have when you visit us here in Buellton. So Megan, let's kick it off and tell our listeners all about our beer experiences.
So first and foremost, one of the things that we get asked a lot is where can you go beer tasting, right? When you come into the area, because that's a great way, especially if you're trying a new craft brewery or you're new to the area, that's a great way to try different types of brews and find ones that you like. So there are a couple of great locations that you can do beer tasting right here in downtown Buellton and another one close by. Kathy, do you have a favorite?
Oh gosh. So I'd feel bad if I pick one over the other, because we have our two home breweries here. So I have to be fair, right? But I love both of them for different reasons. And so, you know, just their atmosphere, our family loves different ones for different reasons too, like whether the kids are home or if it's just my husband and I. So I just think we have a lot to offer. So, I mean, Firestone Walker is great. We love to go and have dinner there and maybe enjoy a beer while we're eating. And then Fig Brew is just a little more fun, relaxed, casual. It's fun for the kids. And so we enjoy that atmosphere as well, especially with the outdoor beer garden. I don't know. There's just something about sitting around outside at the picnic table or a fire pit and with your friends and maybe some music in the background. So just the different experiences you get at both. We enjoy both. So how about you, Meg?
So I absolutely love going to Figaro Mountain for beer tasting. That's probably my favorite location, which makes Firestone my favorite place to go if I just want a nice pint of beer. I love Fig because they have some great events, like they do a trivia night that's super fun. And I actually really enjoy all of their beers, especially their core beers. They were the first brewery that I went to, so they've been open now for a number of years. And when they first opened and I went and did the tasting, I was just blown away because it was the first craft brewery I'd ever gone to where I actually liked all of the beers that I tried. And I wasn't a big craft beer drinker at the time. We live in wine country, and so wine tasting was the experience that I was very familiar with. And I'm blessed with a number of friends who are big beer fans. So they've taken me to a lot of craft breweries. And usually we like to play a game where we pick beers for other people at the table when you get to build your own tasting flight. And so I've tried a lot of really interesting beers, but so Fig had the first flight that I actually really enjoyed. All of their core beers, their Danish Red is great. Their Hurricane Deck is one of my favorites. And I, with Firestone, because their beers are so iconic and I'm so familiar with them, when I go, I already know exactly what I want. So I don't need to try a lot of different beers to know that when I go to Firestone, I'm going to get a DBA or I'm going to get an 805.
Right.
So from a visitor's perspective, though, the other experience that's available through Firestone that's completely unique is their Barrelworks beer tasting. Mm-hmm. And they do all like sours and wild ales. And I have to tell you, I'm not quite in that realm of beer yet. there have been a couple that I've tried that I've really enjoyed, but that is a very specific flavor profile and a very, very specific palate interest. But anytime I have beer friends come to the area, or my brother's a huge beer fan and he lives in Southern California, when he comes to visit, I love going there with him and I love experiencing their beers through people who know wild ales and sours and who can really appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into those products. So that's a very unique experience and certainly something that any true beer fan should try at least once.
I agree. And I do agree that you kind of need some education behind it because it is so different. But the flavors, the colors of the beer, everything's so different, even the little glasses that you're trying them in, you know.
Yes.
So it's a very different experience, like you said. And it is nice to have some of the education and background of how they produce these flavors. And it's in a barrel-aged process. So we're just fortunate to have it here because it is very unique. It's different. And they are, yes, like you say, the 805 is very popular Firestone beer around the country, actually. I've seen it in many different states even.
Yes. people
love it. It's branded and it's great. And 805 being our local area code for listeners who might not know what that means. So it's kind of fun to see that on shelves when you're traveling around the country. And Fig Brew also, they now have their Agua Santa, which is very comparable to the 805, and it's their Mexican lager, and it's doing very well. And that's a fun beer as well. People really have taken to. So it's just great when they have those iconic labels and beers and you see them on shelves when you're out and about, knowing that it was produced and come from a local brewery here. So
that's how I feel every time I see Fig's 101 Lager.
Exactly.
I see the cans with the FMB 101, Highway 101 outline, and just go, hey, I know where that's made. That's made right down the street from my house.
Made in Bealeton.
Yep, exactly. Awesome. Another beer tasting experience that's available here in the Valley is just down the road in Solvang at Solvang Brewing Company. And they're right on, you know, the western side of Solvang, so it's a very easy drive from us. So for that full beer experience, definitely hitting Firestone and Barrel Works, Figaro Mountain, and Solvang Brew, you'll definitely find some beers that you like there, and then you'll be able to go back and enjoy any of those locations because they all offer food as well. So you can visit them multiple times and try all the different beers that San Ynez Valley has to offer.
Absolutely. And I love that idea that you mentioned earlier with your friends choosing a beer for you or picking a beer for one of the other people in your party. That's kind of cool because sometimes, you know what, we don't know where to venture to or where to start. And so it's great when somebody can make that decision for you and say, here, try this. So I love that. That's a fun little game.
Yeah, if you're traveling with a group of people and everyone has different interests. So, you know, one of the best parts about choosing a destination like Bealeton when you come for a vacation with friends and family is we've got wine tasting, we've got beer tasting, we've got spirits tasting, we've got great food. So there's really something for everyone. And if you have a beer fan in your group, it's a great way for them to kind of help their non-beer friends try new experiences, and maybe they'll find something that they really like. So
exactly. Because it does, it comes in all different flavors, if you will, but and styles, and there is, you know, it's like going to Baskin Robbins or something with 31 flavors. There's like all these different beers in front of you.
That's so, the beauty of the tasting flight. It's just a little glass. So if you don't like it, it's not a whole pint that you're like stuck with.
Exactly. And what about some of the food, Megan? I mean, my gosh, we mentioned that a little bit, but I mean, all of these places have great food to go along with the beer. So that's another fun kind of piece. You can pair the food or just have some good pub food and enjoy a good beer when you're here. So
absolutely. I know one of your family favorites locations is Firestone for dinner.
It
especially
is.
When the boys are home to visit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. And I really enjoy the fact that their menu for lunch and dinner also has some suggested beer pairings. So if you want to try their spicy taproom burger, they suggest the Double Mind Haze. And I think that adds a fun element to it. And the fact that they incorporate some of their beers into their recipes so that way you know that you're eating very beer-friendly food.
Yep, exactly. No, they always have a great menu. And I love the atmosphere there. They've, you know, with whether you're sitting inside or outside on their patio, which they've expanded and extended with nice heaters and seating areas. And you can take your dogs there if you want. They can sit outside with you. It's just a great, I love the setting. I don't know. I just love the atmosphere there and having dinner. It's just, you always see somebody you know, and there's lots of visitors there as well. So it's just a great mix. And it's just an enjoyable place to dine and relax with friends at the end of the week and have a beer and, you know, just get ready for the next week ahead. But it's definitely, I love the atmosphere there.
It really has a wonderful atmosphere. I couldn't agree more. It's just got a great energy about it. The staff there are all very friendly. They're also incredibly wonderful in terms of providing recommendations. So if you haven't been there before and you're not sure what you like, you can ask their staff. Same thing if you visit Barrel Works and you want to sample some of the wild ales, but you're not quite sure.
Yeah,
their staff is always really willing to help and provide some recommendations and make sure that you have the experience that you're looking for. I love Fig for the same reasons, but for different reasons.
Right. Exactly.
Hands down my favorite place to go and just kill a couple of hours in the afternoon, especially like during the summer when the weather is nice.
Yes.
Just sit out in the garden area. I love how family friendly it is because their garden area is gated. And so the kids can run around. You can take your pets with you if you're traveling with pets, or if you're visiting with pets, or if you're a local with pets like I am.
Yep.
And it's such a laid back, welcoming atmosphere that it's definitely one of my favorite places to spend an afternoon.
Yeah.
Really year round.
It is year round. And they have indoor seating as well, where you actually are sitting right amongst the whole process. So the tanks, you know, the fermenting, everything's going on around you, the activity when you're inside. So that's really cool because it really allows you to see in what's happening in the beer, you know, the end product that you're tasting and enjoying while you're there, to see kind of what goes into it and how it's being done. So that's kind of fun about Fig because you're right there with the process. But then, yeah, the outside garden, you can't beat. And then when they get live music in, they have a nice stage. It's just fun. It's just really casual, open fun. I think the food is fabulous there. They have some really good bar food. The nacho tray is amazing.
So good.
We could go on, but their food is really good. The kitchen at Fig Mountain Brew, you can look it up if you visit the area, but definitely stop by and grab some lunch or dinner while you're out. They have some really great, great dishes there for you.
Their spicy chicken sandwich and their tacos are two of my favorite items. And then you can't, like, they have this giant cookie. So I love their shareables. Like, it's certainly made for people to go and meet and congregate there, right?
Yeah.
And share an afternoon or share an evening. Mm-hmm. And I really love that their menu caters to that, because everything that they serve is easy to share. It's very approachable food, but it's also made with elevated ingredients. So you know that you're going to have a good experience, and you know you're going to enjoy what you're eating, and you know it's going to pair well with the beer that you're enjoying while you're there.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have different little pods, which I think is fun. I say pods, but just places to sit and hang out, right? Mm-hmm. And whether it be at a picnic table or in Adirondack chairs around a fire pit, or they have like these cool storage containers that they've opened up and have like a little cool couch area.
They're beautiful.
And so, yeah, they've done a really nice job with creating these little areas that you can kind of hang out with your friends or significant other. You don't have to be there with a group, but it's just they've created some really neat niches there to kind of hang out. I think it's a hangout place. you just want to go hang out.
Completely agree. You know, another cool experience that's available for beer fans that isn't specific to a brewery is over at Sideways Lounge. Mm-hmm. Their Sanina's Sausage Company trailer has amazing sausages, and they have some other bites and nibbles also. But one of the things that I like about that as a location is not only do they have beers available on tap, they also have them available in bottles and cans. And this sounds funny. However, until you have that friend that you travel with that really prefers their beer from a bottle or can and doesn't want it from a pint glass, you don't know that you need to find locations like that. And so it's one of those random things that just kind of sticks in my brain, that when I'm planning a trip or when I have certain friends visiting from out of the area, I know I can take them to Sideways. They'll be able to pick from an amazing assortment of local and regional beers, and they'll be able to get them in the vessel that they prefer.
So true. And you know, that's such a cool little lounge. I think it's one of our hidden gems, and they have a nice outdoor seating area with a fireplace. The sausage trailer is like a vintage Airstream, so it's really cool and retro.
It's really cool.
And the lounge itself is kind of speakeasy feel, right? When you go in, it kind of gives you a sense of a speakeasy or something. It's a really cool, swanky, clubby feel, but yet comfortable. And I don't know, the bar is really neat. They've got TVs if you're into sports and want to watch, you know, televisions and stuff. But it's just a neat feel. It's totally different than the breweries that you'll get. It's a lounge, but they've done a really nice job in welcoming people, whether you're inside or outside. It's got a fun feel to it. And again, the sausage is great. They have some really good sandwiches. We've done that with getting some beer and a sausage sandwich. And what's fun too, Megan, what we've done, when Flying Flags, which is a sister property, they're connected there, the campground and RV resort, they've brought in like concerts in the summertime or music that's open to the public to go to. We've actually gotten a sandwich from the sausage trailer and stuff and carried it over there and enjoyed the concert and had some, you know, drinks that they're selling there. So that's kind of a fun thing to do too. So people can definitely vent to, you know, or, go back and forth between the properties and enjoy that experience. So
what an incredible amenity for guests of both of those properties. And of course, you don't have to be staying at either of those properties in order to experience the Sideways Lounge. And I definitely recommend also taking a look at their special cocktails, because they have some really, really fun seasonal cocktails that they make there at the bar. And then of course they have wonderful wine selection. So when you're beard out,
yes,
gives you a couple of different options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're into murals, if you enjoy the artwork and stuff, they've got some really great murals at Sideways as well. So those are fun to explore when you're there.
One of the other really cool beer experiences that actually just popped up last year is Firestone Walker's Brewmasters Collective. Have you heard about this?
A little bit, and I've not done it yet or ordered it yet, but yes, a little bit. We talked, I think, with Adam one time about it. So, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I actually joined in the first year, and I am a very proud second year member.
Awesome.
And it is unlike any like beer or wine club that I have ever participated in. They send so much beer throughout the year. And each one of the shipments is accompanied with some type of special gift, whether it's glassware, like we were talking about some of the different types of glassware that you can get that you'll experience when you taste at Barrel Works. They're all different, like tulip shapes and bulbs and all different things. And so when they send the shipments, if there's a special glassware that the beer should be enjoyed with, they include the glassware with the shipment. They've also sent members only merch. They've sent pairing recipes and ingredients so that you can create a special meal at home to pair with your beer. And it's just incredible. They also do virtual tastings and in-person tastings. So if you aren't local, like I am, you can still experience all of the benefits of their membership from wherever you happen to be, as long as it's within one of the states that they can ship to.
Yeah.
So it's
awesome.
Really a very unique experience. And they have beers from the entire Firestone collection. So you'll see a lot of their special projects. Some of them will end up being Barrel Works projects or collaborations with other breweries that they've been working with. And it's just a great way to, you know, support a wonderful company that is local and that we really happen to enjoy. And it's also been a great way to get a bunch of beer that I can then share with my beer friends as gifts and have available for special occasions. So
yeah, great idea. And is it a year? It's an annual membership, you said? Yeah,
yep, annual it's membership. An annual membership and it sells out really quickly. So 2022 is already sold out and they're now accepting people for the wait list for 2023. So you really have to plan ahead if you want to be part of the Brewmasters Collective. But it's a really incredible experience. Speaking from experience, it's really just an awesome beer lovers experience available by mail.
Love it. Isn't that great? That's awesome. Very cool.
It really is. So, I mean, there are other great ways to experience beer too, just with a variety of events that we have. What is your favorite beer event?
Well, I have to say the Buellton Brew Fest. that is something that, and Megan, you were on the board at the time, but I had an awesome board of directors who brainstormed a couple of event ideas, and the Buellton Brew Fest was born out of that. And so it started back in 2012, and it's still going strong today. So it happens the first Saturday in May. And it was interesting because we are known for wine and wine country. And when people said, when we started doing a beer event, they're like, what do you mean you're known for wine? And we're like, you know what? We need some beer in our lives too. So the Buellton Brew Fest was born, and it does. It happens right here in Santa Barbara wine country in our backyard. And it's a great, we have, you know, over 50 craft breweries that come in. We have some great food trucks that are there, live music through the day. We have all kinds of vendors selling their wares and products, and people can bring their lawn chairs. They can bring blankets and just hang out for the day and enjoy the beer. The setting is at Riverview Park, which is a fabulous park here in Buellton with the Santa Rita Hills as the backdrop. There's, you know, just unobstructed views everywhere you look down there. So, you know, we do sometimes bring in a little bit of wine. Sometimes the wineries are hard to get at a beer event, but we do have a little bit of wine there. We'll have ciders and seltzers, kombuchas. And so we even have our local distilleries participate. So it's a really well-known event. It's taken off great. And we look forward to that each and every year. Again, it's always the first Saturday in May. And you can always look on our website, BuelltonBrewFest.com, to find out more information and to learn more about the music that's going to be playing and how to purchase tickets. And we offer shuttle services to nearby cities. We have some of those available. We usually have a bike valet, so if people want to ride their bikes there and park it, they can. And we have somebody that watches that for them through the day. So just a fun event. It is a 21 and over event. We haven't opened this one up to families because there is so much beer being poured there throughout the day. But it's just a fun event, especially if you're a connoisseur or enjoy or want to try new beers. A lot of people, a lot of the breweries will launch new beer here at this event and introduce new products that they have. So it's a fun way to come and sample all of those.
I remember when we were talking about the different events and trying to come up with, I remember very specifically us having this conversation about what does Buellton need? Like, what is a Buellton event? What is Buellton's personality? And I remember us all just kind of going, well, we just kind of want to sit back and relax and have a good time. And we would just want to be comfortable and casual. And so, you know, beer definitely provided a great avenue for that because we have already a number of high-end luxury wine events, and they're very, you know, white linen tablecloths. And we were just kind of like, nah, let's do beer.
Not our vibe. Yeah.
That's definitely exactly. Not our vibe. And so I'm so proud and so excited to see the event sell out year after year and how big it's gotten. And it's just such an incredible asset for the community and for our local breweries, because they're really the anchors with which we built this event.
Yeah.
And seeing them, I know the first time that Fig and Firestone collaborated on a beer specifically for Brewfest, I did a little happy dance when I found out they were going to do that, because, you know, that's what it's all about. There are Buellton breweries.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a big hit too that year. So it's, yeah, what started out to be like, yeah, we got this. Let's have some breweries and we're going to cook bratwurst and stuff and we'll be good. We got it. And then it was like, uh-oh, this is going to be bigger than we imagined. So yes. Yeah, which was fun. You know, that was a good problem to have, but we were laughing. I recall it well. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyhow, it is one of our, I think, biggest events that we throw here in Buellton, and it's well attended. We get people from all over, and we have some great lodging properties here in Buellton, so people can come and spend the weekend with us and enjoy the event and then go out and venture if they want to go do wine tasting or see the surrounding communities. And it's just a great weekend to take all of that in and do that. So we're excited. That's one of my favorites.
It also really kind of demonstrated, I think, to the area that, you know, beer is an attraction and that beer is popular, and it's mm-hmm. paved the way for other really popular events like Figaro Mountain Brews Lagerville that's going to be coming up on April 9th this year. But it's in, is this its second year or third year?
Lagerville, I think, is in its third year.
And it's a celebration just with lagers. So yeah. One of the things that they do differently than a typical beer event is they invite breweries, but they actually have the brewers themselves there to pour the lagers and to talk mm-hmm. about them. So it's, you know, hyper-focused to that specific type of beer. They also have activities and live music throughout the day, and it all takes place at their headquarters right there on Industrial Way. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's another great example of if you happen to be a lager fan,
right?
Because yeah. that's probably a requirement. If you happen to be or know a lager fan, Lagerville is definitely an awesome beer event that you should take a look at. Also, I know this year they'll be pouring 100 different lagers.
Right.
And you'll definitely need some place to stay after that. So
exactly. Yeah.
Local lodging.
Absolutely. Yep. Come stay in Buellton and spend the weekend here. Yeah, this event this year, they've got a lot of great loggers coming in for this. So they're super excited. I think this will be one of their bigger ones that they've had, and people are ready to get out and enjoy. And again, yeah, it takes place right here at their mothership property and outdoors on their grounds. So it's just a great day, great event, and we're excited to have it here in Buellton and be able to partake in that as well. So,
well,
those are a couple great ones. Yeah, we have some good stuff here.
We sure do. I know I could go on forever about the incredible beer experiences here in Buellton, but I feel like I've talked your ear off for quite a bit.
Oh,
maybe
hey,
we should stop
fun.
Here.
And it's go always get a beer. Fun. That's right. But yeah, it's been fun. And I hope our listeners are kind of, you know, open their ears and eyes now to some new beer experiences they can have here when they're visiting Buellton. And it's kind of nice to kind of switch it up once in a while. We're known for more than wine. So
the best beer in wine country.
That's right. There you go. That's a good place to end it. Well, Megan, thanks again. This has been fun just kind of chatting about our beer experiences and tastings and food we offer and where people can find that, and just give them another reason to come visit Buellton. So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and be sure to follow Discover Buellton on our social media and join us in our conversation on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic. Hear more about Figaro Mountain Brewing Company and Firestone Walker Brewing Company in our other episodes of Meet Us in Buellton, linked in the description.